Welcome to the food court at Chesterfield Mall. We are here not because we're hungry, but because we are inviting people to come by, including you, to bring an unwrapped toy for the Marine Corps' annual Toys for Tots campaign. We've got several boxes that are stuffed to overflowing, but we could certainly use a few more. We will be here, and the Marines will be here until 6 o'clock. They're in their dress uniforms.
Dress blues.
Yeah, looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to come by and say hi to them and also drop off a toy, look for us in the food court here. And since it is a quarter after 5 on a Friday afternoon, even though we're not in the studio, we're going to play the Harris Challenge, which we can't do without you. Our studio line numbers are still working at 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. It's been almost 3 days since Dan has seen the Well Hungarians perform.
Oh, yes.
You go see him like every week, don't you?
Oh, yeah, usually.
Yeah. He's good friends with the guys in the band, and goes Wednesday nights. They go Wednesday nights to the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where you can get in with no cover charge. They also play Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and amazing food. And they got a great New Year's Eve gig lined up and a bunch of stuff they're doing between now and then. I'll tell you how you can get all that information in just a moment. But let's go right to our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Kyle, who is it?
Todd is our first contestant.
All right, Todd, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because it's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, the only thing I want to do is say hello to my lovely bride, Tamar. We've been married for 32 years now.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It took us about four trucks to get that thing out here to the mall. It's still working and still spitting out the questions and categories, led as always by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two, December 19th century. Category three is Everybody Let's Rock. Which one would you like?
How about Have You Been Paying Attention? Because I haven't.
That's the confidence we like to see on the Harris Challenge, Todd. It's that kind of confidence that can win you fabulous prizes, and here's how you do it. I'm going to ask you five questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass on any question you like and go back and pick it up later as long as you have time left before the buzzer sounds, because that's when I'm going to tally up your points. And if you get at least half of the points available, then you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, you are, Paul. We have.
That was a good one. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
Nicely done. That was a special mall echo version.
Yes, it was. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant or in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes to go see a couple of different movies. Actually,
You forgot to bring the passes with you, didn't you?
No, I actually gave the passes to Josh to take back to the station so he can give you the choices of movies.
A likely story.
That you have, I swear. Or we have a free bowling party.
Yay! The Prize Man!
At Crest Bowl. Or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl's in Florissant. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. It gives you 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane.
Let me just interrupt you to say, because people don't believe this, you know, there are some bowling places that you go to, you have six people, you go up to rent shoes, they give you like five shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that at these places.
Oh, no. No,
you have six people, you're going to get 12 shoes.
That's right. 12 shoes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a biped society.
All right. You get 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to six people per lane and a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions right, all 15 points, we call it a clean sweep, you get all the prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
You've chosen, Have You Been Paying Attention as your category, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the total number of touchdowns scored by both teams last night in the Rams-Cardinals game?
Zippo.
Correct.
Zero.
Who is the chairperson of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which released its torture report this week?
Dianne Feinstein.
Correct. What did the Department of Justice announce that Native American tribes will be able to grow and sell on their sovereign territories?
Hot Marijuana?
Correct. What medical condition was President Obama diagnosed with this week?
Other than stupidity?
Yes. Okay, 5-pointer. Who became the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize this week?
Let's go back to the person pass again.
All right, back to what medical condition was President Obama diagnosed with this week?
High blood pressure? I don't know.
Acid reflux. And the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize is that incredibly brave girl, Malala Yousafzai, who was shot in the head because she campaigned for girls to get an education. She has survived that and is quite a spokesperson for the cause. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got one, you got two, you got three, and that's all. 6 points. And that means, unfortunately, I am going to have to punish you.
Oh.
For our punishment music, we were going to use this last week when the news broke about Burt Reynolds being so broke that he's actually auctioning off a whole bunch of his stuff. Ian actually went online to see what are some of the things that Burt Reynolds is auctioning off. And among them are a monogrammed carriage that he was given by Dolly Parton.
Sure.
When they were making the movie Rhinestone. His voided American Express card, which has his old phone, his old American Express card number that expired in May of 2010. And he took out a Sharpie and he wrote the word void on it. You can bid on that. You can also bid on his leather chaps.
How about his toupees?
No, I don't think they are not on this list. But
he's still using those.
Yeah, they're still used. There's a gold pocket watch that he was given by Sally Field that might have been a marriage proposal from her to him. There's a pair of cowboy boots. There's a fake Oscar statue. I don't know why Bert has one of those. Yeah, a fake one. A real Emmy Award. And my favorite one, an autographed picture of John Madden.
All right.
From the Burt Reynolds collection. Why would anybody else want that? I have no idea. So inspired by all of that, I went deep into the Punishment Music Archives, and I found a song that Burt sang for the soundtrack of Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Oh.
Here it is. It's called Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
Though your hair is all in tangles and your makeup is a mess, the most of what you're drinking is spilling down your dress. And to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can
do. It's like just being at a bad karaoke night, isn't it?
Yes.
Make my proposition.
I've had enough.
All right, Kyle, just pause it right there. I have a feeling we may have to come back to it. But yeah, Todd has taken enough of that. Sorry you didn't win, but I hope you and your longtime bride have a great holiday season. Thank you very much. And who's our next contestant, Kyle?
Kim.
Kim? Kim with a K?
Kim with a K.
Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm headed home with my son, going Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Okay. We have 3 categories for you to choose from. December 19th century, Everybody Let's Rock, or our new 3rd category, Astronomy, Astronomy.
How about Everybody Let's Rock?
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Kim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which rocker made his Las Vegas debut at the Frontier Hotel in 1956?
Elvis?
Correct. Which 2 Saturday Night Live characters did John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd debut in 1978 and later take to the big screen?
Blues Brothers.
Jake and Elwood is right. John Lennon's middle name at birth was Winston, but he changed it to honor his second wife. What was it when he died?
Oh, pass.
Which British rock group was allowed to stay at the Grand Hotel in Bristol, England in 1964, but couldn't have lunch there because they weren't wearing jackets and ties? Was it the Stones, the Who, or the Kinks?
Stones.
Correct. In what heavy metal group did Brian Johnson replace the late Bon Scott as lead singer in 1980?
Pass. Is that the...
We're back to the John Lennon question. What was his middle name when he died?
Oh, I don't know.
He had changed it to John Ono Lennon.
Oh.
And Brian Johnson replaced Bon Scott as lead singer of AC/DC, who, by the way, are back on the charts. They have, like, the number two song in America this week. I didn't even know they had a new song.
No.
But they're back. So let's see how you did here, Kim. You got the one, you got the two, you did got the four. Oh, unfortunately, that's only 7 points. You don't pass the halfway threshold, and so I had to punish you with Burt Reynolds, too.
Oh, no.
Here it is.
Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get.
By the way, you can buy that from the Burt Reynolds auction for 5 cents. Kim, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, let's meet our third contestant. Who's up next, Kyle?
Up next, we have Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Big 550. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I wanted to say hello to the chicks and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, you're stealing Peon's line.
Wait a minute.
You know, Peon's going to be going on paternity leave in a couple of weeks. Maybe Joe could come in and say hello to the chicks
for
you.
What? Paternity leave?
I'm available.
Here are your category choices, Joe. December 19th century, astronomy, astronomy, or U.S. history. Which one would you like?
The rock and roll category.
That's gone.
I know. U.S. history.
U.S. history. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In 1864, what four words did Congress mandate be printed on all coins minted as U.S. currency?
In God we trust.
Correct. In what state would you find Glacier National Park? Alaska, Montana, or Minnesota?
Alaska.
Montana. In what state was a golden spike driven into the ground in 1869, marking the completion of the first transcontinental railroad in the U.S.?
San Francisco.
In what state? No, it was Promontory Point, Utah. Which U.S. general gave a speech to the U.S. Congress in 1951 in which he said, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away"? 1951. General
Lee.
General who?
Lee.
He'd been dead a century by the time Douglas MacArthur said that. Who was the most recent U.S. president to die?
Reagan.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford.
Yep. Joe, you got the one-pointer, and then things fell apart for you. And so I'm going to have to punish you as well. It's triple punishment day here from the mall. Here's Bert.
You got lipstick showing on your teeth and a run down your hose. You got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight.
Okay, all right. That's enough, Bert. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Joe. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Here comes contestant number four. Who is it, Kyle?
Mark.
Okay, Mark, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm pulling up to Dairy Queen. It's my kid's 13th birthday today. Happy birthday to Drew.
All right, Drew, happy birthday. Let's see if Dad can win something for you here today. Which category would you like of the two that are left? We have December 19th century or astronomy, astronomy.
Astronomy, astronomy.
Okay. Uranus.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He hasn't asked a question yet.
Oh, okay.
Were you answering a question? Or
yeah, I was trying to help. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah, it's my favorite planet. Go ahead.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these describes a lunar eclipse? The sun is between the moon and the earth is between the moon and the sun, or the moon is between the earth and the sun?
C.
No, it's B. The earth is between the moon and the sun. What is the astronomical term for a body in orbit around a star?
Pass.
Which of these is not a term for a star? A yellow midget, a white dwarf, a red giant?
Midget.
Correct. What word that sounds like a retrofitted Chevy car is used to describe the explosion of a star?
Supernova.
That's right. What word applies to any man-made object launched into orbit around the Earth?
Satellite.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What is the astronomical term for a body in orbit around a star?
It's not orbit. It's, not a path.
What word describes Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury?
Uranus.
No.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, it
yeah.
Would.
Yeah, Uranus is in there.
Yeah. What word describes those things?
Planets.
Planet is exactly right. His 13-year-old son is listening. Calm down.
You can't take him anywhere.
That's all right. He learned the planets.
Yeah, he did.
He learned the planets, didn't he?
Let's see how you did here. You got the 3, you got the 4, you got the 5. Hey, that's 12 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo-hoo!
And you saved us from a quintuple punishment day, which we appreciate very much. Have a great holiday and happy birthday to your son.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. All right, one contestant to go. And who is this, Kyle?
Dustin.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first of all, I'm aiming in the PM.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the weekend. That's about all I got.
Okay. There's one category left, December 19th century, and we've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Which invention did Thomas Edison first demonstrate in his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey, December 20th, 1879?
The light bulb.
Correct. Which state was the first to secede from the Union in December 1860? Was it South Carolina, Georgia, or Alabama?
South Carolina.
Correct. Within five, when the U.S. bought more than 1 million square miles from France in December 1803 for the Louisiana Purchase, how much did each square mile cost?
$10.
It was $20. What was the name of Lewis and Clark's Indian guide and interpreter who died in December 1812 and later showed up on the gold dollar coin?
Magdalena.
Correct. Which industrialist was born in December 1868 and grew up to see his name embossed on hundreds of millions of tires?
That's my last question.
That is your last question, yes.
I don't know the answer.
His name was Harvey Firestone. Not to be confused with Harvey Firestein.
I know.
The Torch Song Trilogy guy.
Yeah.
No, this is Harvey Firestone, the tire guy. Dustin, you got the 1. You got the 2. You got the 4. Oh, it's a quadruple punishment day.
Oh, no.
Once again, Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret.
This is the album that won him the fake Grammy.
Oh.
Let's do something shabby.
I want to go back to the planet game.
I know you do.
This might be the only chance we get.
All right, Bert, have a seat. Wait for the money to roll back in. Justin, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. We play it every Friday at 5:15. Next week will be the final Harris Challenge of 2014 because we're not going to be on the day after Christmas. So next week we will have our Year in Review Harris Challenge.
Ooh.
You now have 7 days to study the previous 49 weeks. Good luck. This is the Big 550 KTRS.